During the COVID pandemic, nonprofit organizations that rely on big fundraising events have had to cancel them. But even though stay-at-home orders are being lifted and businesses are beginning to open back up, large gatherings are still prohibited. That means some nonprofits will continue to struggle. Lisa Grigsby is the co-founder of Planned to Give, a production company that works with nonprofit agencies on their fundraisers. She had event projects lined up with organizations at the beginning of the year. All of them have canceled because of the pandemic.
You know, we've looked at some virtual events, but they are just not generating the kind of revenue that most of these small nonprofits need. So we're really worried.
Grigsby also runs the website Dayton Most Metro. She says their calendar is full of events that have been canceled or postponed. Many of the events were big-ticket fundraisers that bring in a lot of people and a lot of money for nonprofit organizations. She says those groups will need to find other ways to get financial support.
I mean, it's going to change the way things work, and quite honestly, the world doesn't look as fun for a while.
And Grigsby says she doesn't expect much to change until 2021. For WISO News, I'm Jerry Kenney.